They're not your basic household pets. Like cats and dogs, they've got four legs, and like cats and dogs, they're really pretty darn cute. But we're talking about pygmy goats, and should they be the next household pet? 12-year-old Ava Anisipour thinks so. She's trying to change her city's land use regulations to make that happen. Ava lives in Federal Way, and right now the city's land use code stipulates that pygmy goats are livestock, not pets. Tonight, though, the Federal Way City Council will vote whether or not to change the regulation. Ava Anisipour joined me in the studio last week. She's had one pet goat named Lilypad for 3 years. I asked how she was allowed to have that animal as a house pet.
She is an emotional support animal. So in the City of Federal Way Code, you can have a service animal. So she is a therapy animal. So she's legal because she is actually, believe it or not, a therapy animal for anxiety.
So some people have dogs, you have a goat.
Yes.
Why did you want to get a goat in the first place?
When I was three, I always went to Leavenworth up, and right across from where we would stay, there's a couple goats, and I just totally fell in love with them. I would go up all the time with my grandpa, and then my grandpa died when I was like five, and after that, I like really wanted a goat. So my mom said I could get one when I was nine, thinking it would go away.
But it didn't.
No.
So you got this goat, and we were just talking, it was a very young baby kid.
Yeah.
And describe your relationship with Lilypad is the name of that goat. Describe your relationship with Lilypad.
Lily is like way more than a goat. She's like a dog. She is not your average goat. She sleeps with me, lays inside. She's only outside when I'm at school, which is a couple hours of the day. When I'm inside, she'll lay on the couch with me, watch TV. She'll lay with me when I do my homework. At night, she sleeps with her head on me, right next to me.
So you have this, she has a special categorization. She's a therapy goat.
Therapy
pet. Why did you decide you wanted another goat?
Well, actually, back in February, the breeder of Juju said that her mom was really sick and she couldn't care for Juju. So, and because she had a C-section, she was really sick and they didn't think her mom would make it. They needed someone to take Juju immediately so they could bottle feed her in the house. So I love goats. I've always fostered animals. I said, okay, well, I guess I can take her for a little while. Lily grew really attached to Juju. Lily even made milk for Juju, which goats do not do unless they're pregnant. And she thought Juju was her baby. So she had a false pregnancy with Juju.
So there you had these two goats. Why couldn't you keep them?
Well, Juju, they said no animal, no goats allowed. Lily is special, like special for being a therapy animal. But Juju has no meaning for to be here. But she's actually Lily's companion animal. But I guess City of Edgeway doesn't think so.
Did people complain? Is that how they did neighbors?
The neighbors adjacent to us.
So what happened after the neighbors complained? What did you do?
Well, I took the fight to city council and wanted to start changing the law to allow pygmy goats in the city of Fetchaway.
What did you do exactly?
I went to a city council meeting and spoke. I had 5 minutes and expressed how pygmy goats should be allowed. I did a PowerPoint presentation and basically just said pygmy goats should be classified as dogs, like dogs and cats, not like large domestic animals.
Did anybody speak against you?
Yes, one person, our homeowners association manager, said that she's been getting complaints from neighbors saying that goats should not be allowed.
Have you ever thought about a petition or soliciting any kind of other goat owners?
Yeah, I made a petition, and so far I have almost 600 signatures.
For people who've never had much exposure to goats, I'm curious, what makes a goat a great pet in your mind?
They're really smart. I think they're smarter than dogs. They can be housebroken within days. Juju is still working on that. She's not the brightest goat, but Lilypad is. She got housebroken within a couple of days.
Do you have other pets as well as goats?
Yes, I have a Mastiff.
Wow.
A Mastiff puppy, and she is outside. And then my grandma has a Shih Tzu, and the Shih Tzu comes over. When my grandma comes over, then we're fostering a St. Bernard for time being until he finds a forever home.
If you had a choice between goat and dog, what would you choose?
Goats all the way.
Ava Anisipour lives in Federal Way with her mother, her goats, Lilypad, and sometimes visitor Juju, a bunch of dogs, and she's going to find out whether she gets to keep two goats or not.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming
in,
Ava.